This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The tsunami threat around the Pacific from a huge undersea volcanic eruption began to recede Sunday, while the extent of damage to Tonga remained unclear. Satellite images showed the spectacular eruption that took place Saturday evening with a plume of ash, steam and gas rising like a mushroom above the blue Pacific waters. A sonic boom could be heard as far away as Alaska. In Tonga, it sent tsunami waves crashing across the shore and people rushing to higher ground. The eruption cut the internet to Tonga, leaving friends and family members around the world anxiously trying to get in touch to figure out if there were any injuries and the extent of the damage. Even government websites and other official sources remained without updates on Sunday afternoon. Novak Djokovic said that he was disappointed that a court Sunday dismissed his challenge to a deportation order and accepted his hopes of playing at the Australian Open were dashed. The top-ranked tennis star released a statement shortly after three federal court judges unanimously upheld a decision made on Friday by Immigration Minister Alex Hawke to cancel the 34-year-old Serb visas on public interest grounds because he is not vaccinated for COVID-19. Djokovic said he was uncomfortable that the focus had been on him since his visa was first canceled on arrival at Melbourne's airport on January 6th. The decision likely means that he will remain in detention in Melbourne until he is deported. Again, Novak Djokovic says that he is disappointed after a court Sunday dismissed his challenge to a deportation order and accepted his hopes of playing at the Australian Open were dashed. This is VOA News. Microsoft says dozens of computer systems at an unspecified number of Ukrainian government agencies have been infected with destructive malware disguised as ransomware. The disclosure suggests an attention-grabbing defacement attack at the same time that temporarily took some 70 government websites offline with a diversion. The extent of the damage was not immediately clear. A top Ukrainian security official first disclosed the malicious attack early Saturday. A private sector cybersecurity executive in Kyiv told the Associated Press the attackers were able to penetrate government networks through a shared software supplier. Four hostages are safe and their captor is dead after an hours-long standoff that began when the man took over services at a Texas synagogue where he could be heard ranting on a live stream and demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. One hostage held Saturday at a congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville, Texas, was released during the standoff. Three others got out about 9 p.m. when an FBI SWAT team entered the building. The hostage taker was killed. An FBI special agent in charge said that a team would investigate the shooting incident. The Taliban are promising to try to open all schools for girls across Afghanistan after the Afghan New Year, which starts in late March. The spokesman for the country's new ruler says that their education departments are looking to restart high school and university education for girls within the next 3 months. Since the Taliban take over, girls in Afghanistan have not been allowed back to school beyond grade 7. Education for girls has been a top demand of the international community. The spokesman says that boys and girls will be completely segregated in schools, and he says the biggest obstacle so far is finding enough dorms where the girls could stay while going to school. A woman was pushed to her death in front of a subway train at New York Times Square Station Saturday. Police said a little more than a week after the mayor and governor announced plans to boost subway policing and outreach to homeless people in New York City's streets and trains. The man believed responsible fled the scene, but he didn't turn himself in to transit police a short time later. The police commissioner said that the news conference with the mayor that the 40-year-old victim, a city resident, was waiting for a southbound train around 9:40 in the morning when she was apparently shoved, according to police. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.